So let's review. In the previous daf, we were introduced to the well-known machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosi as to when the Torah was given. On this Amud, the Gemara will ask numerous questions on each of them. Rabbi Yosi holds that the Jewish men were commanded to separate from their wives on a Wednesday, 3 days before the Torah was given. The Gemara asks, it says in the Torah, "B'kadashtem hayom u'machar." Hashem told Moshe to tell the men to separate from their wives today and tomorrow. This seems to suggest that there were only 2 days of separation, not 3 days like Rabbi Yosi said. Rabbi Yosi answers, Yom Echad Hoisev Moshe Midaita. Moshe on his own decided to add an extra day. The Gemara then presents a supporting brisa which says, Shloisha Dvarim Asa Moshe Midaita V'Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imay. Moshe did 3 things on his own, and Hashem agreed with him on each time. The first time was Yom Echad Hoisev Moshe Midaita, when he added a day that the men should separate from their wives before receiving the Torah. U'menolon D'Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodah. And we know that Hashem agreed with him because Hashem didn't reveal himself on Har Sinai until Shabbos, which was after the 3rd day of the separation. The second one was Upirish Min Isha, after Har Sinai. When all the men were once again allowed to return to their wives, Moshe decided that the proper thing for him was to remain separated from his wife. And we see that Hashem agreed with him, as Hashem told Moshe, but you, Moshe, you stay here with me. The Gemara explains that Moshe nasa kavochemer ba'atzmai. He applied a kavochemer to himself and said, if the B'nai Yisrael had to separate from their wives to properly prepare to hear Hashem speak to them, so too must I. And since Hashem speaks to me without prior notice, then it's quite obvious that I need to stay separated from my wife. And the third time was Shiver Esaluches. When he came down from Har Sinai and saw the Jews worshipping the Egel Hazav, the golden calf, he threw down the Luches, the tablets that he was holding, and broke them. And we know Hashem agreed with him because later when Hashem spoke to Moshe about the Luchas, he said, Asher Shibarta. The simple meaning of these words are, the Luchas that you broke. However, Rish Lakish explained that the word Asher is related to the word Ishur, which means correct. Hashem is telling Moshe that he was indeed correct for breaking the Luchas. The Gemara turns its attention to the Rabbanan and asks, Toshima, the Brisa says, it says in the Torah the word Shlishi, to which the Brisa says, Shlishi b'chodesh or Shlishi b'shabbos. The third was on the 3rd day of the month and the 3rd day of the week. The Gemara explains that this is referring to the 3 days that Moshe spent encouraging the Jews to accept the Torah and about its rewards and punishments. The Brisa means to say that the 3rd day of Moshe speaking to them was also the 3rd day of the month as well as the 3rd day of the week. But this is really a problem for the Rabbanan, because they say that the 3rd day of the month was on a Wednesday, not a Tuesday. The Gemara answers, Hamani Rabbi Yosi. This Brisa agrees with Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara then asks from another Brisa, Toshima. It says in the Torah the word Shishi, to which the Brisa says, Shishi b'chodesh, Shishi b'shabbos. The 6th was on the 6th day of the month, which was the 6th day of the week. The Gemara explains that this is referring to the 6th day after they camped by Har Sinai. The Brisa is saying that that day was the 6th day of the month and was also the 6th day of the week, Friday. However, according to the Rabbanan, the 6th day of the month was Shabbos. Once again, the Gemara answers Hamani Rabbi Yosi, that this Brisa agrees with Rabbi Yosi, whereas the Rabbanan would argue with this Brisa as well. The Gemara continues to ask on the Rabbanan from 2 separate Brises which indicate that Oysa Hayoim Chemisha B'Shabbos Hayo. The 15th day in Nisan was on a Thursday. Now, if you add the 15 days left to Nisan plus another 29 days from Iyar, this puts Rosh Chodesh Sivan on Sunday, like Rabbi Yosi, Nalak Dechachamim. To Rosh Chacham answer, Iyar Dahi Shaita Iburi Evruah. That Sivan of that year was 30 days, not 29. The Rosh Chodesh Sivan was really on Monday. Chacham then give the same answer to the next question posed by Rav Papa, who presented a brisa that teaches that the 15th day of Iyar of that year was on Shabbos. Rav Chavivi Michaznoa then goes on to present a brisa that contradicts both Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosi. Toshima. This pasuk is referring to the day that Mishkan was put up and teaches that the day that the Mishkan was built took 10 crowns, which means that 10 things began on that day. One of them is, it was the 1st day of Maaseh Bereishis, the 1st day of creation, which indicates that the Mishkan was completed on a Sunday. And before we continue with the reasoning of the Gemara, we must take into account the following. The Jewish calendar is based on the lunar year, which lasts 354 days. If that number would have been 350 days, then all the dates of each year would always be on the same day of the week, because 350 days gives us 50 complete weeks of 7 days. 7 times 50 is 350. However, since there are 354 days to the lunar year, this means that each year the dates more ahead 4 days in the week. In other words, if on 1 year Aleph Nisan comes out on a Sunday, then the next year will come out on a Thursday. Similarly, if Aleph Nisan comes out on a Sunday, then Aleph Nisan on the previous year came out on a Wednesday by counting backwards 4 days. Now, if the Mishkan was indeed built on Aleph Nisan of the second year, and as the Braisa teaches it was a Sunday, we must say that Aleph Nisan of the previous year, the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, was on a Wednesday. If that's true, then the year of that year began on a Friday, and Sivan began on a Shabbos. Therefore, the Gemara asks, Kasha bein l'Rabbi Yosi bein Rabban. That's a question on Rabbi Yosi, who says Sivan began on Sunday that year, and on the Rabban, who say it began on Monday. The Gemara answers that the above rule, that each year is pushed off by 4 days, is only a standard year, which had 6 full months of 30 days and 6 months of deficient months of 29 days. However, many times the calendar is adjusted to fit the calculations of the solar calendar, which consists of 365 days, sometimes requiring more full months and sometimes requiring more deficient months. Therefore, answers the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Yosi, we must say there were 7 deficient months that first year, not 6, which means that that year was 1 day shorter, and therefore the same day of the previous year was only pushed back by 3 days as opposed to 4. According to the Rabbanan, we have to say that there were 8 deficient months that first year, so that the previous year was only pushed back by only 2 days, placing Rosh Chodesh Sivan on Monday as Rabbanan hold.